Many of the details supplied in Christmas telling of this story do not come from Luke. There is no indication of a long search for a place to stay, or of an insensitive innkeeper who made Mary and Joseph stay outdoors. The text merely describes the arrival in simple terms. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. In all likelihood, the manger is an animal's feeding trough, which means the family is in a stable or in a cave where the animals are housed. Swaddling clothes were cloth wrapped around the baby's arms and legs. They kept the limbs covered and protected. The contrast between the birth's commonness and the child's greatness could not be greater. The promised one of God enters creation among the creation. Bethlehem was a very small community. It would not likely have had an inn, at least not in any sense that we today have. It seems that there is a good bit of evidence to suggest that the word refers to a cave home type of dwelling. People often lived in caves and expanded their building out in front of the cave. Inside the cave home, the few animals they possessed would be kept way in the back in the cave or down in a lower level of the cave to keep them from wandering off, and the people would live and sleep in the room or rooms at the front. When Joseph and Mary came to the town, it was all very crowded because of all the relatives were there to be taxed. And when they came to the lodging, perhaps the home of a close relative, the sleeping places for guests as well as family were all taken. There was no room except in the back where the animals were. While this seems to us a shame, in some ways it would have been better for Mary, it was at least private and warm.